Thank you, Chair. Colombia is pleased and to for the coordination of the meeting of experts and for the presentation of this report. On the matters addressed, Colombia believes that the reports under Article 10 are particularly important, seeing that they will contribute to the identification of the assistance needs, and they shall promote transparency among state parties. We also appreciate the proposals to set down guidelines for providing information on cooperation activities under Article 10. Our country appreciates the improvement of databases for assistance and cooperation to be used as a tool to make the best of our needs and supplies, so as to continue to improve the process of resource allocation. The Implementation Support Unit can draft trend analyses of supply and of demand, and they can guide the requiring state parties with information in which they need cooperation. Additionally, our country agrees on the advisability of involving other international stakeholders that are able to provide assistance. Yet other tools that we should continue to explore in the meeting of experts include the education programs, training, exchanges, and other ways of developing human resources in science and technologies relevant to the convention. For Colombia, international cooperation plays an essential role in strengthening capacities in biosecurity and biocustody, as well as in detecting, notifying, and responding to the outbreaks of infectious diseases or weapons with biological agents. This would mean not just procedures and teams and equipment. We also want to increase the number of healthcare professionals who are on the forefront when identifying infectious diseases. We also believe that it is important to continue to explore potential synergies with other international, regional, and sub-regional organizations from an operational point of view, and also to share best practices.